Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Emmy Ruiz. She's state director for Hillary for Nevada. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Andrew McKay, Sam Kumar, and Buzz Harris. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time Emmy Ruiz. She is Hillary for Nevada State Director. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks, Sam.
You had a big weekend over the weekend with President Clinton coming to town. The response to him was obviously phenomenal.
You know, we're really thrilled. We had President Clinton in Las Vegas on Thursday evening, in Reno on Friday evening. With less than 24 hours to build, our organizers, our volunteers, I don't know if you were there, had max capacity in two rooms at the Boys and Girls Club. So we were incredibly thrilled with the response, with the level of engagement. You know, we've been getting calls after with people who want to join our campaign, who want to become precinct captains, who want to volunteer. So, you know, we've been really excited.
When you look at the polls, do you have concerns about, and the New York Times did a big piece on this over the weekend, about how many polls they are and how divergent they are?
Right. You know, look, we met with Ray early on in this campaign, and we always knew this was going to be a tight race, right? That's the beauty of Democratic primaries. That is why we're in a Democratic primary. But as far as polls go, I think you all know just as well as I do that polls fluctuate. It's crazy political season. Some of these are garage polls. Some of these are credible polls. But we're really focused on what matters, and that's building our organization in these early states and beyond.
And you started with the Obama campaign back in 2011, correct?
Yes, I was here in 2011 for President Obama. I was a general election director here in Nevada. But I actually started in 2007 here in Nevada for Secretary Clinton when she was running for president. Mm-hmm. And I was a field organizer. I was the first field organizer hired.
When you look at the conflict between she and Bernie Sanders as it boils up here, do you have concerns that similar thing that happened with President Obama and Secretary Clinton could happen again?
No, you know, I think what you're seeing in the campaign right now is people are starting to pay attention. You know, you have the Iowa caucuses in a week. You have our caucus in less than 4 weeks. So I think what's happening on both sides of the campaigns is that people are asking questions, right? You submit a policy proposal. Well, how do we actually get there? I'm not necessarily concerned about that, because I'll tell you this. For example, for us in Nevada, we've been here since March, since April 13th when we launched this campaign. And so we've been really focused on building this organization, and that's not something that's going to be wiped away overnight. And we feel really encouraged. You know, President Obama's supporters are with us 100%. They see Secretary Clinton as the person on either side of the party who is really going to be that one president who can not just uphold the president's legacy, but really build off of that.
You know, Emmy, when you mentioned that President Bill Clinton was here on Friday in Reno, Donald Trump, of course, has taken some shots at the former president. He said that he called Clinton one of the greatest women abusers of all time. If you meet Trump in the general election and he continues with this rhetoric, how do you combat that? Because that's a really bold statement, and perhaps not all the way truthful, but you can see in his past why Trump would say that.
You know, I would love to see Donald Trump in the general election. I think that would be an incredible opportunity for us. Like, I think I find comfort in knowing that when we're having conversations with voters, caucus growers, people at these events that we're coming across, they are not talking about Donald Trump. They are talking about their paychecks. They are talking about, you know, issues that are affecting their families, like Alzheimer's or autism or drug addiction. You know, those are the things that people are talking about. And I think that, you know, once we stop looking at or paying attention to the crazy things that Donald Trump is saying, that's what people are going to vote on. I have extreme confidence in the American people to really be able to differentiate between a candidate like Hillary Clinton, who has been fighting for, you know, more than 30 years, and who has, for example, in Nevada, deep ties to Nevada, and has been here, I mean, countless times, even before she was ever running for president, and somebody like Donald Trump, who I think is really tailoring his message to the extreme. I can also tell you this, that Donald Trump has already been really great for us, because we see this every single day, people coming into our offices and saying, I have to get involved. I have to get involved. You know, we have got to stop listening to this rhetoric. And the thing that they're saying is that it's not actually just Donald Trump, it's all the Republicans. You know, you can't really quite tell a difference when you get back down to the policy level. So, you know, for us, we're going to stay focused on winning the Democratic nomination. And if Donald Trump is our matchup in the nomination, in the general election, I think we're going to be very happy with that.
But specifically, how do you counter remarks like that, one of the greatest women abusers of all time, which is a powerful remark? You must have some kind of comeback for that.
Well, it's an inaccurate remark. You know, President Clinton has a strong record of standing up for so many of our communities. I mean, that's why he's still so popular. And he's done a lot to really advance the agendas for everyone, you know, every single community in the state of Nevada, across the country, and that includes women. And I know that our campaign has a lot weighing on the support of women and advocacy and the work that we're doing, and we have a strong record of that. I mean, that's why we've gotten endorsements from, like, Planned Parenthood, from NARAL, and from other organizations, our women surrogates. You know, Claire McCaskill's going to be here in a week talking about why Hillary is going to be the best nominee and the best president moving forward. So, you know, I think, you know, we could walk through a list of Donald Trump quotes and we could cross them off one by one. But, you know, we're not going to be paying attention to that.
Okay, more with Emmy Ruiz when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
You know, the basic bargain of America is if you work hard and you do your part, you should be able to get ahead and stay ahead. But so many families don't feel like their hard work pays off. That's not the way America is supposed to operate. I want to go to bat for them every single day. Get incomes rising. Get equal pay for women. Cut the costs of health care and child care so people can actually get ahead.
Hillary Clinton, she has what it takes to get things done.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest is Emmy Ruiz. She is the Nevada State Director for Hillary for Nevada. Let's talk about the Hispanic vote. We know it's a huge percentage of the population, but what is the registration like at this point in time? And how in the world do you explain the caucus system to Hispanics that may have never been involved in something like this before? Because it's hard enough for everybody else to figure it out.
Right. Well, you know, I think those are a lot of questions regarding the Hispanic community. Let me start at the top. We have been on the ground since April 13th, and we have been really focused on making sure that we are reaching out to all communities, whether it's the Native American community up here in the north, African American, API, or Latinos in the South, and in between. So for us, the Latino community, among others, is incredibly important. We'll make up a significant share of the caucus electorate. We'll make up a significant, even more significant share in the general election. We have been really lucky. If you'll remember, in 2008, Latinos came out in record numbers and even exceeded expectations when it came to the caucus. And they stood fiercely and strongly with Hillary Clinton because they know that she has a strong record of fighting for our families. Our voter registration advantage stands within the Latino community. I'll tell you this, we have a lot of work to do. We have to continue to engage our communities. We have to continue to register them to vote. And the caucus is a key opportunity for that. How we're reaching out to people around the caucus. You know, caucusing is easy. We want to encourage as many of our supporters to turn out on February 20th because it's incredibly critical to the nominating process, to Nevada standing as a first in the West state and making sure that, you know, we're sending a strong message across the country that Nevada is Hillary country, that these strong constituencies stand firmly with Hillary. So we're going to continue to do that. But to answer your question of how we've been engaging the Latino community, you know, we rolled out our Caucus Conmigo program a few weeks ago. We were the first campaign, and I would bet probably the only campaign, to be doing these caucus trainings in Spanish, to have bilingual messages that we're sharing with our community. But, you know, I could talk about these programs all day long, but the way to do the work and to reach out to a community is to really make the investment. And we've had organizers from day one in every Latino community. You know, people talk about the Latino community and they say East Las Vegas, but they forget that there's a sizable Latino community up here in Northern Nevada. So we've been doing that work. We've been knocking on those doors. We've been having one-on-one conversations. We've been making phone calls. We've been having conversations about the issues that affect them, meetings with Hillary, elevating those issues and working together to build that strong partnership. So I feel really encouraged by the support that we've seen in the Latino community, and we're going to continue to work to engage them, to cultivate that leadership and to turn them out on caucus day.
You know, you mentioned that Senator Claire McCaskill is a supporter of Secretary Clinton, and she came out with a really strong statement. She was talking about Bernie Sanders, if he was the Democratic nominee, and she said that the GOP couldn't wait to put a hammer and sickle up on ads directed at Democrats against Bernie Sanders, because after all, he is described himself as a socialist Democrat. The hammer and sickle, that would be a powerful, very powerful message. What do you think of that? Do you think she's over the top with that? Or do you think that would be a real concern if Senator Sanders was the nominee?
Well, you know, Senator McCaskill is a extreme supporter of Hillary's, right? She's a loyal friend. She's someone that has really done a lot of work for us on this campaign to deliver this message. So we're thrilled that she's going to be here over the weekend, and she's attending the Douglas County Democratic Dinner that Kim Acol and our friends are hosting there. So, you know, we are incredibly grateful to have her support. I think what Senator McCaskill is getting at is that we do have to have a real conversation about viability, and we do have to have a real conversation about who is going to be the best candidate to not just be fit to be president and, you know, expend more than just one issue, but someone who's going to take on the Republicans, right? The Republicans are not going to let this race go by easy. You know, they're not going to sleep through the general election. There's one candidate already that they're attacking every single day, and that's Hillary Clinton, because they know it's incredibly important to try to damage her, to try to get her out of the nomination, because that is their quickest path toward the White House. I think that's what she was getting at. So for us, you know, the responsibility is to make sure that we're articulating why Hillary is that candidate, who is not just going to be that fighter for all of us who, you know, whether we're Democrats, whether we're progressives, whether we identify as independent one way or the other, but for all Americans.
And okay, can I just jump in?
Yeah, of course.
We've got about 45 seconds here left. So Bernie Sanders, do you believe that people are registering and are going to caucus for Bernie Sanders in the numbers that are going to affect Hillary Clinton in this Nevada caucus?
You know, I think there's a lot of enthusiasm from all campaigns and all candidates right now. I can tell you about our program, and I can tell you why I think that that's the right program for the caucus. We got here on April 13th. A caucus is not a place where you can really run up the score, but you have to have an organization across the state. You have to have an organization in every single precinct. What I will tell you is that is not something that can be built overnight, and that's why it was so important for us to get here before we even had an opponent in this nomination. And I think that that is going to make all of the difference, and that's what we're counting on. I put all my trust on behind our precinct captains, behind our volunteers, behind our organizers, and I know they're going to deliver for Hillary on February 20th.
And you think it's going to be significantly different than it was 2 years ago when the Democrats stayed home?
I don't think they're going to stay home.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. Please come back.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
When you're selling your home for top dollar, Marshall Realty makes the difference. More exposure, more demand. Your home marketed on TV, radio, and all over the internet. Call Marshall Realty to have your home featured on TV now.
There are two Democratic visions for regulating Wall Street. One says it's okay to take millions from big banks and then tell them what to do. My plan, break up the big banks, close the tax loopholes, and make them pay their fair share. Then we can expand health care to all and provide universal college education. Will they like me? No. Will they begin to play by the rules if I'm president? You better believe it. I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Jack Stanko from Champion Chevrolet, and we'd like to see you at every home game this year. And a champion,
we back to pack!
Come out to Lawlor Event Center to back to pack this week.
Every day we help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Planet panel. As always, Andrew McKay is here. He's executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Buzz Harris is president of WBH Enterprises. And Sam Kumar is past chairman of the Washoe County Republicans. Pleasure to have you all here. You heard Ms. Ruiz speak. She has a great deal of confidence in the ability of the Clinton campaign to get out the vote and organize, and that's the big deal, especially in a caucus. I mean, it's important enough in a primary, but it's really important in a caucus. Your thoughts on her appearance?
I thought she did well. I think the fact of the matter is I don't care what camp you're in. You're foolish if you don't admit that the Clinton campaign's got a great ground game, and especially one that performs well in caucus-type situations.
I think, you know, she did well. She has very good talking points. The campaign is stuck very well to specific talking points. But I think the reality is what are people going to do when they go in and they get to make their own private vote, and who do they trust? And how much do they trust them? Because this is a very big campaign. And I think it's very difficult for those people to go out, and if they don't trust somebody, and vote.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
They have that indecision.
You've been around a long time in the world of politics, big deal politics. And, you know, organization is the big deal. Do you think the Bernie, and we're talking about Democrats, so, you know, let's state that, obviously. But do you think the Bernie Sanders campaign has enough organization on the ground to be able to compete in Nevada?
Well, I mean, it is a jigsaw puzzle. Who's more organized, and who gets this puzzle, you know, put together in time, or at the right time, and how does that happen? I think that, you know, both the Clinton campaign as well as the Sanders campaign have incredibly passionate people, and a lot of them are going off of the same talking points. So they're getting bludgeoned by information, whatever contact they may have had, and is it the same small sphere of people, or are they really reaching out to the big audience that are going to have a huge turnout? I don't think there's going to be the same mistake that happened from either party of what happened in 2014, where, you know, the Democrats stayed home.
Well, you know, I see Hillary Clinton's campaign as perhaps the most organized of any candidate, even on the GOP side. She started early. And, you know, early on with phone banks, with meetings to get people going, I don't see the same kind of organization from Bernie Sanders. And I'm concerned about Bernie Sanders because a lot of his followers are young voters. And history shows us that young voters sometimes talk a good game but don't get out to vote. And I'm just wondering if Bernie Sanders' people will get out to caucus, where I think you know, Clinton's will march lockstep into the caucus. Sam?
It probably is applicable for caucuses, but most of the states are primary states. So when you look at it overall from start to finish, yeah, but whatever disadvantage Bernie Sanders has in terms of, you know, the ability to organize and get people in there, like Buzz and Andy said, Clinton campaign is extremely organized, but they're also facing a severe headwind because this is the season of the outsider. And
very good point.
Mm-hmm. Let me change topics here, if I may, just because we've got Andy here, and I can't resist talking about the audit that occurred with the Taxicab Authority. A devastating audit was how the headline read in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What are your thoughts on the idea of dissolving the Taxicab Authority or just simply replacing it?
First off, that audit was devastating. No doubt that there's going to be a bill draft request or multiple bill draft requests that are either going to dissolve the Taxicab Authority, move its responsibilities to the county, specifically Clark County, or combine it with the Nevada Transportation Authority. It takes legislative action. And don't think that the taxicab companies aren't going to fight that tooth and nail.
And they do have a lot of political juice, especially with the Democrats, with the money that they give to various candidates, even Northern Nevada candidates. Dissolving the taxi authority, I just can't see it happening because of their their deep roots of Nevada power, political power, I mean.
But they took a lot of hits here, price gouging, all kinds of things. Do you think that's going to make the difference of the next session?
Well, while I wasn't intimately involved with it like Andy was during this last session, I mean, there were, you know, listening to the testimony and all the different kinds of things that took place and the credibility of whether it was the NTA or the Taxi Cab Authority or, you know, the new organizations coming in, you know, Uber and Lyft. There was a tremendous amount of discussion there on, you know, the validity and what people did. So I'm sure it's going to be reviewed during the interim since they had the sunset subcommittee that deals with boards and commissions. So I'm guessing that discussion is probably going to take place here in the next couple of weeks in a pretty open forum with legislators.
And maybe some of the members of the Taxi Cab Authority will actually show up for this one. Last quick question here. Michael Bloomberg, rustling the leaves to sound as though he might enter into the race. Where do you think that he would be?
As a Republican, I'm eager to see him enter the race. So if he's entering the race, thank you, Michael.
And it was interesting because Donald Trump said, I would love it. And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Fiat we've all been waiting for, the Fiat you've been waiting for, the all-new all-wheel drive Fiat 500X, the first Fiat with all-wheel drive for unbelievable performance on the road as well as off it. And it's got power everything, 9-speed automatic transmission for great mileage, even a backup camera, and we've got a great selection to choose from. And right now at Fiat of Reno, we've got Fiat starting at just $16,000. With almost 100 in stock, these Fiats are priced to move. We'll see you at Fiat of Reno. And remember, you can check out our entire inventory at fiatofreno.com.
On our next broadcast, the newly minted political reporter for the Reno Gazette-Journal, Seth Richardson, will join us. We'll see you then.